Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our series about why a property does or does not sell. And today we're going to focus on condition.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about why a property sells. So I take this lens and hold it up to a property that has been on the market longer than I expected it to be. It's been priced well, we thought. We had the condition dialed in, the photography and the marketing efforts were definitely representing accurately what was offered, and we don't have an offer yet. We look at these as things that we can control and those things that we cannot, and see what we can do to influence a sale. We've talked about timing, location, marketing exposure. Let's talk a little bit about the condition of the property.
Well, if you can't have an attractive and appealing offering, you're probably not going to get an offer unless you drop the price so ridiculously that you are the bottom, most affordable piece of asset that's out there.
Exactly. What you've got to do is look at the condition with a critical eye. And I would encourage you to get the realtor in the picture early. Have a walkthrough before you've started preparing for sale. Your ideas of what will have a high return may not be accurate. Buyers are a little more superficial than you imagine, especially the starter homes, and you don't want to put money into the house that you will not get back out at the time of a sale.
Well, and that would go for what? Recarpeting a property, and you selected a color or a style of carpeting that everybody else pukes over?
Well, pukes, that's rash. Yeah, that could be a bad scenario. I think that also what people don't understand is you will want to replace that carpet. So let's say you've got the good old gold shag rug out there in the living room.
Does and you say, still well, exist?
I've seen them. It's fascinating. Ooh. In great condition, too, is what they'll explain to me. That's why they haven't changed it out. The challenge is you want to attract a buyer and have a turnkey property, have the maximum amount of buyers, the highest demand, which will bring the highest price. So to say, I'll give them a carpet allowance. If they choose to change, they could choose the colors themselves. That doesn't fly anymore
no,
in the marketplace.
It doesn't make it. People don't have the imagination to appreciate it, frankly.
And if you're online, they'll see that gold carpet and they'll assume the whole place is dated and it would be a lot more expensive to move in and fix it all up. So they eliminate before we're going to the house. So you really have to take a look at a turnkey home when they move into it.
Now, what about the situation of over furniture, too much furniture, too many pictures on the wall? Would you consider that to be part of condition?
That's a big part of condition. That's part of our world. And start packing. You're going to be moving. So start packing and making sure it's minimum so people can see what they would do with the rooms as opposed to what you've done with the rooms. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.